After a short walk through an access corridor and the old factorum bunk room, Numion arrived at the printer's abandoned refectorum. It was a largely barren space, tiled grey underfoot, and with a few benches and tables upturned at the room's edges. A short skirmish had unfolded here, the loyal citizens of Ranos ultimately on the losing side. Amidst the spilt food stains, there were also patches of blood. In the middle of it all, waiting for the salamander, stood Pergellin. The Iron Hand was lean-faced, his eyes concealed behind a steel visor with a single retinal band across its surface. The lights were out in the refectorum, making the visor glow lambently in the darkness. Pergellin's only other bionic was his left hand, which ground noisily as he used it to grip Numion's wrist. His hair was black like jet, and cut close to his scalp, in the same manner as his deceased lord and father. Over his shoulder, on a strap, Pergellin had a long-barreled sniper rifle. It was his deadly aim that had killed the word-bearer in the warehouse, although from such close range that wasn't exactly a challenge. He'd wanted to use the warehouse as his nest from which to keep a lookout, but hopes for that were ruined as soon as the human had burst in.
"You look troubled, Artellus," he said to Numion. "It's nothing."
He smiled to cover the concern that had obviously crept over his face and returned Pergellin's grip in formal but comradely greeting.
"I'm glad to see you back. Where's Shenra?"
"In the yard with the others," he said flatly.
Pergellin was a serious soul, rarely given to humour, but he had also saved Numion's and Leodrak's lives on the plains of Istvan V. So few of the Morlocks had escaped, so very few of the clan Averni left to continue its great and noble legacy. When the shells were falling and the full horror of the betrayal revealed, it was Pergellin who had fought his way back to the dropships when others were losing their minds at the death of Ferus Manus. It was Pergellin who had dragged Domardus's unconscious form across the black sand, and he who had kept open a path to the transport. Many didn't make it. Numion and Leodrak would have died on that field were it not for Pergellin. Their brothers in the Pyre Guard might well all be dead, but Numion clung to the hope that they were not, just as he believed that Vulcan, too, still lived. If what the human had said was the truth, then perhaps... He dismissed the thought at once, knowing it was foolish to place his hope in such a man. Instead, he asked,
"How many days were we on that dropship, Pergellin?"
It was often where their conversations went at some point.
51 days, 8 hours and 4 minutes, the Iron Hand replied.
They had been a mess of disparate units and legions back then. Not all had survived the escape. Some were simply too badly wounded or had been dead when they were dragged aboard. Of the 47 legionaries that took flight on that vessel, only 26 survived. They lived long enough to be reunited with the Fire Ark, a strike cruiser that had escaped the carnage, one of the few. It had not done so unscathed. Many of the crew were killed during that desperate flight. Wounded, weary, they had leveled what guns they had on the dropship emerging from that selfsame chaos, not realizing they were friends, not foes. There were no legionaries aboard, not a one. Every single able-bodied warrior that could don warplate was sent to bring the disgraced warmaster to heel. It was extravagant, Numion realized in retrospect, a means of showing force to force, and hoping the latter balked in the face of the former. How wrong they were. It didn't seem like extravagance now. Instead, it smacked of ignorant sacrifice. And how Horus had prepared his altar for their willing offering. The blades of his traitors were sharp indeed on that slab of Istvan V. Since finding the Fire Ark and the brave but depleted crew aboard, the shattered host had lost 3 more legionaries. Numion had allied them together, given them back some semblance of purpose. But it did not come without risk, and a vein of fatalism was growing in this company. He had expected it of the Iron Hands, but they bore the loss of their Primarch with a quiet and steely determination that did the Medusans much credit. No, it was the Nocturnians, the sons of Vulcan, that suffered most. Of all the Salamanders, only Numion believed. In his heart, he knew that his father had survived. The rest, despite his impassioned arguments, were not so convinced, and fought for vengeance instead of hope and a desire to serve. Numion knew these men were broken. Bereft of leadership, they would have destroyed one another, and with no way to return to their legions, they were cut adrift and aimless. Yes, Pergellan had saved his life, but Numion had to believe he could save this shattered legion too.